Allison's doing her intro song dance.
Yes, that's correct.
It's kind of the herky-jerky, I'm trying to remember what his name was, referencing a Mr. Show sketch from roughly 1958. Choo Choo the Herky Jerky Dancer. I think if you look that up on YouTube, that is exactly what your dance looks like. Now let me bring down your levels because you never do an actual level check volume.
This
properly.
Is my levels.
Yeah, you talk like with actual passion when we're recording. And beforehand, you're just like, this is my level.
It is my level.
You're talking like a wide receiver. Like, little volume muttering to myself.
Yeah, okay, let's go. Chop, chop.
Now you're fired up. Oh, really? Now you want to do the show?
Yeah,
like
come
5 seconds before I turn the mics on. I am so sleepy. I'm over here dreaming of all the stuff I have to kill my time with.
Like what?
Netflix has been great recently. I just got
but
Half-Life 2.
That's not what we were talking about, what you were going to do.
In the mail. Oh, we got, yeah, well, there's certain things that don't go out on the air. You don't get everything, people. A lot, not everything. That's the pregame show Allison and I do for each other. Where I talk about what I'm really doing with my days.
Yeah, so.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, again, Allison.
Yes, that's me.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there every Monday and every Thursday for an hour-long episode of the show being put up every Friday. I also write something about the movies coming out that weekend. Did you want to show me your phone? What do you have there? What did good Christopher Matthew Carroll say? You brought the show to a grinding halt. Exactly the way he said you did. He said, I hate when you get distracted. Put down your phone. He literally said that. Did he not? Did I misread that? Okay.
He did.
You flip it over then.
I don't need it anyway.
You face down, ass up your phone.
Okay, it's
mine gets to face up, but it's muted.
Okay.
Show's website has all of our contact information. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Allison is at Allison Frank on Twitter, Allison0N.
Yes, you got it right this time.
She puts up all sorts of boob pictures of herself. Not with the nipples out, but it's all like cleavagey. It's all suggestive.
When?
It's provocative.
Never.
All the
that
time.
That is not my style.
It's like, oh, look at this great coconut milk I mixed for myself. Because you're a quote-unquote juice person. And then you're dumping it down this like tank top made for a four-year-old. Down your jutting cleavage.
Oh, gosh, that's not exactly true, but,
I
have been doing the juicing thing.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
I've been eating a lot of whole wheats, so we've both been defecating a lot, if we're trying to put some sex on the air here. We've both been crapping a lot. A fortune in toilet paper, kid.
Unlike Carly, who can't poop at all.
Our pregnant friend Carly, who apparently she says the baby is draining her life essence, like a chupacabra inside her.
Yeah.
And life essence, I guess, is just moisture in your feces.
Well, that's how you get it working.
Really?
Yeah, that's what laxatives do. They just pull moisture into your colon to flush it out. Yeah. So if you're dehydrated and then
like
you take
a small chested woman rub laxatives on her breasts and they would swell. Is it like the same way you put preparation H under your eyes when you've got the bags?
No, I'm afraid not. I mean,
so much for my theory.
Yeah, sorry.
Way to undermine me on the air.
Well, it happens.
But you asked what I've been killing time with.
Yeah, what have you been killing time with?
Orange is the new black. That's what I've been killing time with.
What the heck does that even mean?
Well, it's a play on Pink is the New Black. You with me so far?
Yeah, so?
You're pulling at your eyes.
Yes.
You look like Yul Brynner when he was playing that Asian.
Well, that goes...
Was it The King and I or whatever?
Yeah, he was Mr. Nuts. He did Great Nuts commercials, so...
Really?
He's a health nut.
Oh, I just remember his creepy recorded ad, where he was dying of lung cancer. And he recorded a PSA that was pretty much to the effect of, by the time you hear this, I will be dead from lung cancer. Don't smoke, kids. It was very creepy.
Oh,
again, look that up on YouTube. I'm just giving you so much to do at the office today.
So, Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black. It's the new show from the Kenji Samurai. It's some Japanese name. So we're going to go with Samurai Ninja. That's her last name. It's actually because it's Japanese. We don't really know the genders, but I believe Kenshu is a chick.
I don't even know what that is.
She did Weeds. She was responsible for Weeds, at least like the good seasons, I guess.
I don't know
that thing
that
dragged
either.
On way too long.
That's the lesbian thing?
Weeds?
Yeah.
It was the mom who grew weed.
Oh.
Hence the title of Weeds.
I don't know.
Mary Louise Parker? Was that
yeah.
it? And she got all like she got this whole second career
yeah.
as the sexy MILF.
She doesn't do it for me.
Really?
No.
Do it is a strong word. If every woman looked that way after having a couple kids,
yeah,
it would be way more fun to cheat on your wife who looks that way with your neighbor's wife who also
yeah.
looks that way. You're still going to be bored having sex with your wife, regardless of how she looks. Women never think otherwise. Like the girls that work out the most, guess what? Your guy would bang a 3 behind your back just because it's new.
I mean, there is something to be said for new.
Yeah,
we get that. Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Strange. Strange is the new awesome. That's the title of my Netflix show. But it's from the Weeds creator. And again, it's about a woman doing illegal stuff tied in the legal system.
But isn't
I really
there lesbians
wonder.
In it?
Oh, and Orange is the New Black? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah. Lesbians, ahoy. Oh, so much lesbian.
Yeah, but why don't lesbians look like that in real life?
No, they used real life lesbians.
Oh, so they're scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of them looks like Oliver Hardy.
I've never.
That's the big one, right? Or is Stan Laurel? How am I close on the names of these guys?
Yes.
Which is the huge one?
I think that isn't it Laurel?
Laurel?
No, wait, I'm not sure.
You have phone permission.
Oh, I can just Google it right here.
Oh my God, you put away your phone. I didn't realize you just have an open laptop facing you.
Yeah.
God forbid a screen not be greeting you like the sun.
Well, I mean, you know.
Stan but Laurel and Oliver Hardy, right?
Yeah.
Did I win? Seriously?
Yeah, I think Laurel's the fat one. If that's how they're going.
The fat one in the pair. Literally, she looks like that, except with a manlier haircut and ink. But it's about a rich broad who, she was bisexual herself in her past and used to screw Laura Prepon, a.k.a. the ginger from 70s
Show. Oliver Hardy was the fat one.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So.
Laurel sits.
Laurel and Hardy. I got it right.
Yeah.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reverse of no. It's
Oliver Hardy.
It is the reverse of Penn and Teller. They should have. It needs to be fat second. Like an order is established by
yeah.
those two that shouldn't have been messed with.
Oh gosh.
But
yep.
It's about a rich girl who in her past was something of a drug runner.
Yeah.
Or she ran money at least for this
yeah.
drug dealing lesbian girlfriend of hers,
mm-hmm.
and. She gets caught years later while she's engaged to the pie effort, Jason Biggs from American Pie, who actually does a great job in this. As much as I'd like to crap all over him,
he's all right. I don't mind him.
Yeah.
But he's not a Jew.
It's so weird.
Your brother said the same thing.
Guess what he plays? Guess what he plays in Orange is the New Black, Allison?
I don't know.
A Jew.
Oh, this woman's hideous. In
a big Jew-tastic Jew, but he's great in the role. And you need to watch it because, first of all, we'll watch anything that's fresh and new
yeah.
that's of any sort of quality. Like, as much as I am disgusted by network TV nowadays, the opposite holds true for, like, can you stop screwing on the computer? It's starting to get distracted.
Who is it? Who is the one right there?
Well, okay, there's a lot of big, fat, ugly lesbians
yeah.
on this show.
But that one looks hideous with her teeth all jacked up and crunched together and the glasses.
No, it's none of these.
Mm.
So you have something to look forward to when you watch it. A big lesbo surprise.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm flipping through the lesbians on the show right now. It's none of these.
Mm.
It's got, another American Pie alum.
Oh, really?
Natasha Lyonne, is that her name?
I don't know.
Who's gotten
I've
really
never seen
big
that movie.
And beefy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, really? You're better than us.
I guess.
She has gotten gigantic in the time that has passed since then. She's on the left.
Mm.
There's four of them in their seats. It closed.
Mm.
There's big fat Natasha Lyonne. There's a really, really dark skinned chick with like these weird braid buds on her hair that really just looks like ODB. But
this
with
redhead is
voice.
All dolled up here, but she does not look good when she's
on the show.
On set.
She has the jet black hair and like ink. Are you talking? Yeah, Laura Prepon from 70s Show.
Maybe. I don't know. She's not attractive.
It is very, very watchable. The first episode especially,
What is it on?
It was obviously it's on Netflix.
Oh.
Just like what they've been doing some good stuff lately. House of Cards.
Who's in House of Cards?
Kevin Spacey and Kate Mara. And
that's a Netflix
Sean
thing?
Penn's ex-wife. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, they've done good stuff.
Well,
I
the one we watched
Lily
was
Hammer.
Not good.
What did we watch?
It was terrible. It was awful.
What did we watch? Arrested Development?
No. No.
Because I didn't like
I
that
I thought you
so much.
Said it was like it's sponsored by Netflix. Is that what you mean? Or it's just on Netflix, but it's
no,
from
no,
a
no.
network?
Netflix made it. Oh, Netflix
okay.
produced
well,
it.
Well, whatever we watched that Netflix made sucked.
When was that?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
Fang, you couple, really narrowed it down.
Like
you
a month ago or something?
Had you been a witness for Trayvon George Zimmerman behind bars right now? What did he say?
It's been a long time ago.
Did George attack Trayvon first?
I don't know. Was
yeah,
not...
which who's the black one? your memory is just shambles.
I know, it's not good, but whatever it was we watched, it was not good.
It could have been anything.
Yeah, it could have been.
Could have been watching The Godfather.
It might have been something with vampires, or it might have been
something
medieval.
Oh, Hemlock Grove.
Yeah.
That Hemlock Grove is the worst thing they've put together by far.
Why'd you make me watch it?
I needed to get through it. I started watching it, needed to finish it.
It was so bad.
I am so weird when it comes to that. Like, yeah. I'm so compulsive and view, like, leisure activities as work. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I started Hemlock Grove. I have to get through it. Like, I knew it was bad two episodes in, but I'm like, you got to do these things in life, John. Otherwise, what are you if you're not a man of your word?
Not
so
me.
I'm like, I'm texting my way through it. I'm doing everything I can. The way one would treat a work day. That's how I'm getting through Hemlock Grove.
I was just passed. There's other better things on.
Absolutely. But you started something, Allison. You end it, which is how people should view listening to this podcast. You're like, God, 50 more minutes.
So it just started?
Keep
this
going.
Is the first season or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. They put it out about 2 weeks ago. They were promoting it. They have a really easy method. They just put their new show first and foremost on the splash page about 2 weeks out. It'll be like, coming is Orange is the New Black. You're like, oh, I'll be watching that, I guess. And then sure enough, it comes out.
I recognize the guy, the one guy. I see like it's got like the whole season. It shows the whole cast, I guess. I recognize the dude, but I don't know. I don't know his name.
There's some hot girls on it. Like the first episode, I suppose they had to just do the sex sells thing.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest lesbian cans you've ever seen. The starlet is forced to pull out her boobs and like. Other people are like pawing at them. It's caged heat, man.
Oh God.
It's great. I don't think there's nudity after that first episode. It is the biggest switcheroo. It is the most diabolical shell game I've ever seen. But that first episode, if you don't like the rest of the show, that's fine. But watch that first episode for just nudity ahoy.
I'm going to check it out.
You need to. It's very well done. Like I said, it's about a girl going to a minimum security prison for 15 months and how life outside kind of goes on without her and how she at first is like, hold on, I'm trying to burp, but
love
it. It's still in there. There's water on top of it in my throat.
Gross.
It's like an oil mine. It's not coming out. The crude ain't bubbling to the top yet.
Nasty.
Okay, I was trying to burp myself through my breastplate. It wasn't working.
Mm-mm-mm.
So she goes away and she starts to actually, within weeks, it isn't so much as, oh, I don't belong here with these dirty ethnic prisoners. She starts to mingle and her life does become prison.
Wow.
And it's got a lot of actual like economic overtone, socioeconomic even. Mm-hmm. Bigger word.
Yeah.
Bigger and economic.
I gotcha.
Got a whole other other couple syllables on top. It's great.
But have you ever been to a gay bar?
Wow, that was a nice segue.
Well, I'm asking. You're talking about all these lesbians and stuff. But I mean, have you ever been?
Yeah, but that's nice and lighthearted.
Oh.
No, I've never been to a gay bar.
Ever?
No.
None?
I barely go to straight bars. Why? I'm not like the partying type where I'm just man about town. I'm like, I've run out of bars where I've had to do the work. It's a lazy Thursday.
Maybe you want a free drink.
Let's go down to the mine shaft.
Let's get a free drink. Oh, God.
It's buy two, get
one
over at the White Swallow.
But then how have I gone several times and you have never gone?
I think your volume is like massive compared to mine. Talk again. Something is creating like gigantic spikes as we record.
I don't know.
I think you've talked twice this episode, and both times the volume has been off the charts.
But those women are not attractive.
There's a couple bullish ones on the show. And, like, the cute ones will do the bullish ones for a bit, but then they end up with other cute, spry things.
But I'm saying, like, all the women in those gay bars.
Oh, you've been to lesbian bars.
No, gay. I mean, it's both men and women.
Well, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I've been. And it's...
So it's exactly like a middle school dance with, like, guys on one side and girls on the other?
No, they mingle, but the chicks look like dudes and they act like dudes. So you just think, oh, it's all dudes in here. Like, you to find a woman, like, you
So you went to, like, a gay lumberjack thing.
I'm like, where are all these
lipstick? It was like a flannel lesbian thing.
Where are all these lipstick lesbians? Not that I'm on
there's,
the women.
There's a couple different types of the non-lipstick lesbians. You have the ones that look like almost Justin Bieber, like underdeveloped little boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have the huge hulking will beat the living ass out of you.
They all kind of look like Jack Black or Roseanne Barr or...
I like Jack Black.
Rosie O'Donnell. Like, they're just... I'm like, where are all these beautiful
I'm picturing
women?
Unshaven Jack Black on the red carpet, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it is. And they're wearing flannel, which flannel's not even in anymore. So
it's back in, kind of, ironically enough.
No, it's just not good.
It's kind of like twice a day, even
and
a broken clock.
They always wear their pants around their hips and stuff. I don't know. It's just not.
It sounds like you've been cruising.
No, this has been a while
Is your
ago.
Living situation that bad? Are you just looking to shack up with anyone who will have you?
No, not these. But that's the thing that I wanted to ask, like, I guess maybe we should have a gay panel. We should have your friend back on. But why?
H. Allen Scott.
Yes, because...
Resident gay of Papa's Basement.
But why? I mean, if you like men or men, you're attracted to men.
Yes.
Like, I know what I like in men.
Yes.
Right? Then why do you get a man who acts like a woman? You see what I'm saying? Why is he effeminate and why is he not masculine?
Do you want like two supermen squaring off? Like really, really masculine guys.
Like if I like a guy, then I'm not gonna pick one, you know, that wants to be called Dolores.
I don't understand the wonders of gaydom like that.
But it's the same with women. I mean, why would you wanna be with a woman who, you know, binds her breasts and wears a strap on and, you know, talks masculine and all that.
Well, the creepiest thing you'll ever hear about is how they'll wear the strap on and then the other partner will like go down on the strap on. And it's come on, man. There's no nerve endings there.
No, I mean, I think if it's like, visual for your other
would
partner.
I want a phantom hand job? Like, oh, you're so hard. I'm like, I'm in my jeans, but I'm getting this phantom hand job through my jeans.
But
that
I mean, why do they
good.
Do that? I've asked several people, gay people, why that is. And they're like,
really?
I don't know.
Before
don't
or after
know.
You screamed hate at them?
I don't hate them. I just try to understand. I mean, if I mean, you know what you like in a woman, but like if she just started
Breasts.
Acting like a man. And just bound her boobs and, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Very Spartan of her.
You know, wanted to talk shop and man stuff and I don't know. I mean, that's not what you have a woman
it's,
for.
It's not what I signed up for. No, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I think there are, I don't know if there are guys who will ever fall for very actually looking masculine and behaving in a masculine way. Yeah, women that do that. The closest it comes, you'll see men who wind up with women who like call all the shots in their life.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's like the military dudes. Yeah. Really. They love it's like they just go from the drill sergeant at work to wife at home.
I guess.
For whatever reason, they seem to eat that up in my experience.
I mean, I think that's kind of the role anyhow in a marriage. It seems like the you
that's
know,
why
guys
I'm not married.
Just guys just are because guys don't really care. That's the thing.
We don't care about a lot. Yeah.
Right. And so if you want, you know, all wicker furniture or whatever, then it's fine. Like,
and
I don't care.
The problem with it is that not only do women like, they're not just happy getting their way. Yeah. They also resent that we didn't care.
Yeah. You know what comes to mind is that movie, Broken, I think it's, is it Broken? No. Lost in Translation. When he's away and he's overseas and he gets a package from his wife and he's kind of melancholy and missing his wife and all of that. And then he gets his package and he opens it up and it's just carpet swatches. She's like, did you have a chance to go through that package?
He could not
like,
care.
He wanted to hang himself. Like, there's no I love you, no card from the kid.
You could smear his floors with the vomit of a frat party. He would not care.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
No, and that's the thing.
Do you know what I care about in a house, Allison?
What's that?
Is it clean?
Mm-hmm.
And like free and easy, like I can move around, I can find the crap I want. You can decorate it any way you want.
Yeah.
Just keep it free and open. My stuff's where it is and keep it cold. I don't want to sweat in my house.
Oh, gosh. I can't stand that. I'm with you there.
I really, you could decorate it like Caligula. There could be statues of little boys humping each other. I don't care.
But I think that's guys.
As long as you didn't move my Xbox controller from that statue, we're good.
Yeah. I just talked to someone recently, and he's very unhappy in his marriage. And I hadn't talked.
What?
I hadn't talked to this person in 100 years, and it's someone that I don't even really know all that well. You know, I'm friends with other family members. You know what I mean? So he's kind of, you know, I know him by association.
Mm-hmm.
But we started talking, and one of the things that he complained most about is that his wife doesn't work, but their house is like a pig hole dump. And so
that's always lovely. And then they resent being at home all day, and it's like, you don't know what I do.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
It's pretty bad. Like, she'll leave food out, he says, for a week at a time, just on the pots and pans on the stove.
So he has to work and also clean.
That's what he says, yeah. I mean, she'll say, well, if you don't like it, you can do it yourself. Yeah.
Wow, balls on that lazy bitch.
So I said, well, what does she do all day then? You know what I mean?
I'll tell him if he wants to know. I'm not even kidding. You know what she does?
She shops, apparently.
Oh, does she do that? I was going to say she screws off online and flirts with other guys and tells them what a piece of crap her husband is.
Yeah, I bet she probably does that too. I think they're both pretty unhappy.
My trach is getting dry with rage just hearing this. Can we do like a listener contest where the listener kills his wife?
No.
And then second place gets to keep the dismembered corpse in their freezer?
No, we can't do that. But yeah, it's kind of unfortunate.
We need to involve the listeners more. Come on. That was not bad.
No, I think we should involve the listeners, and I think whoever they are, they should let us know what they think.
Come on, a hit? A listener winner hit? No one would trace it back unless they listen to this, in which case, two and two together like that.
No, we can't encourage that. But it's funny. I think truly for men, I think as long as you're scrumping and you're eating, they're pretty much fine.
It's not bad.
I mean, even a mess, most guys are willing to tolerate a mess.
I'm fine without the eating, too. Yeah. Like, honestly, here are the things that anger me in a relationship. I just don't like getting guff. I don't want to feel rejected by a partner. And I don't even mean that sexually.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you giving me crap for my behaviors. If you want to politely suggest I change something, that's fine. But just hearing, like, that's dumb. Why did you say that? Anytime someone gets snarky like that, A, I'm probably meaner and wittier than them. I can really tear into them if I want
to. I'm smarter than you are.
I probably am.
That's always a good come on.
Exactly.
That's
when the gloves start coming off. That's when John has gone to A-bomb level.
Oh.
I'm destroying this. Let's see if we can Nagasaki this MF-er.
Do you know my IQ?
Yeah, pretty much it starts that way. Do you know my IQ? Because you're about to feel it.
They will never find your body.
Not even threats like that. Just,
oh gosh.
If the gay guys think they have a market on the snark, yeah. I can get real C-word hyphen T very fast. Or C-word hyphen Y. Damn spelling. Unt with two T's does not work.
I mean, I have a thing for sarcasm myself, but
playfully aimed outward. Like gun owners don't like guns pointed at their face.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible.
Siegfried and Roy love their tigers when they're not mauling them.
But the thing is, like, he's been unhappy. I said, well, how long have you been unhappy? And he says, well, since 2006.
You're in a marriage, dude. First of all, there were strong feelings that led you to that. Then it becomes, well, are we in a lull? There are these things. Marriage sounds horrible. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I actually enjoyed being married. It was fun.
You did it when till when? That's like
it was good all the way until like the last little bit.
Until the horrible divorce.
It wasn't even horrible. It was more just like high five, we're done. It was not even bad. I mean, it was just, we just kind of grew apart.
But you were like, 21 to 26 or some crap?
No, I was 23 to 30, I guess. I think.
That's like a 31. Long, that's like John Belushi's stay at Animal House, 7 years.
Well, they call it the 7 year itch, you know?
Yeah. So apparently you're very scratchy.
But I mean, it was fine enough. I mean, we were the fun couple. Everybody was crushed when we split up, you know? They were like, wow, if you guys can't do it, then
I don't think I could handle it. Because there's too much as much as I can start to find deeper things with a partner and really fall in love with them, I'm always going to love outside attention. Like, I just can't help it.
Yeah, but then you can, I mean, I'm very outgoing and I'm very flirty or whatever, but that doesn't mean that I didn't love my husband, you know?
Yeah, well, that's trying to explain that to a woman. Like, I screwed her, but I love you. You're on my same page. We're speaking the same language here. Like, you want to come home and be like, that meant nothing. For some reason, it doesn't fly.
I didn't say bang them. You can't bang them. I'm not banging anybody. I didn't bang anybody else with my husband.
It's something. I don't know. Is nude exchanging okay, at least? Like, text flirting?
You know, if you're open with your spouse.
No. I mean, like, they never find out.
No, you can't.
I hate openness. Like, why be open when I can just do it behind your back and never get caught?
Because eventually it comes around. Something leaks somewhere. You know what I mean?
But this is where the IQ kicks in. No. It really doesn't.
And that's what happens in the news. And they say, oh, he was so bright.
I crushed them with the full weight of all the treachery that took place behind their back.
That's horrible.
It's like learning that Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time. Like, you rewatch the whole movie and you're just like, oh, my God. That call from his mom wasn't a call from his mom at all.
It's not good. You can't do that. I mean, you just have to find someone fun. And then you can do it. I don't think you've ever dated anyone really fun. I mean,
I've dated a couple. The problem is fun. My version of fun doesn't jive with other people's version of fun. Like, I just want to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And go to the gym.
Yeah.
That's it. And then go out to eat. I really don't care for any sort of bar environment at this stage of my life. If I want to drink out, I'm going to drink at a restaurant.
Yeah. But I don't think it has to be that. I think there are plenty of women who are cool with that. You know what I mean? Netflix.
I would hope. That's really my ideal thing. I just want Netflix.
Why don't you put that on your dating profile then?
My dating profile is rather snarky. My Tinder profile. Yeah. It's not even snarky. It's just kind of sarcastic.
And what does it say?
I'll read it to you if you want.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Let's dig it up.
Let's see what a catch you are.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. What photo did you use?
One you took. A black and white of me displaying my facial plumage.
Right.
And my glasses. So I look a bit of a hipster.
Good.
Profile. Here's my profile. I got this picture right here.
Let's see.
It's the black and white you took of me. There's one of me in a suit.
Yeah.
There's Hello Kitty with blood coming out of her nose saying party hard.
Right.
A baby photo of me.
Oh my.
Because nothing gets the ladies revving like that.
Because you look like Tattoo.
And then a picture of my kittens.
Oh gosh.
Sitting on each other.
Oh,
tagline is as follows.
The kittens would do it for me. Like, I'd be like, no dice. Dude's got kittens. I'm out of here.
Nothing makes a woman feel more appreciated or understood than going to her Instagram and liking all the photos that show off her breasts.
Oh, wow.
And ladies, try to at least get to know me before sexting or demanding nudes. I'm not just a pretty face.
Oh, God.
Emoticon with a tear coming out.
Really?
Yeah, really. Without the emoticon, you wouldn't know it was being funny.
That's all right, except for the kittens.
Kittens are great.
No, not really.
Every bite I get, the people ask,
every time
those really
some guy
kittens?
Says he has cats, I'm like, where did you get them? Did your ex
I don't
leave them?
My mom bought the cats. Stop acting like I went out and bought cats on my own. I'm at home because I'm 32 and my life went horribly wrong. And my mom bought cats. Ergo, I have cats.
But I always ask someone if they're single and they'll say, oh, I got a cat or I have cats.
I don't.
Plural. I'll be like, where did they come from?
I don't reply like the cat is my sexual partner.
I didn't.
Are you seeing anyone right now? No, I have two cats.
Yeah, but I don't like it. There's something bad about that. No dude should be.
I'm with my one friend, Shane. Shane had two cats, and it always wigged me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, that's
my
why
mom
he's
bought
single,
cats.
Too.
He is. My mom bought cats, though, and I play with the cats because they're around the house. What am I supposed to do, get testy with them?
No,
be like Will?
But they don't need to be on your dating profile because they're not your cats, remember?
Okay, I can swap them out.
Yeah, swap them out. That's a deal breaker right
there. All
right,
I'll delete the cat photo, even though everyone loves the cat photo.
No, that's what they're telling you.
Maybe I'm just getting the crazy cat ladies.
Exactly.
Every bite I do
get. And they're not
get.
Even cat ladies. They're ladies who like guys with cats. Those chicks have problems. That's a red flag to any other chick out there.
What?
Some dude with cats.
I'm not wearing
especially
the cats
more
and
than
nothing
one.
Else.
More than one is a definite downer. I just skip right past that. Or
this
I'd
isn't
ask
the famous like Burt Reynolds on the rug photo, and I have two cats in front of my crotch.
Doesn't matter.
It's just cats.
Doesn't matter. Some guy says, hey, you want to come over for dinner or whatever? Oh, I'd love you to meet my cats. I say, you know what? I think maybe.
I would never introduce them.
If you have
I'd love you
over
to meet my cats. And then I clap and they come out in their finest dinnerware. Yeah, I'd be creeped out too.
But you have cats. But if they're not your cats and you're not
taking
claim
to them.
You
sound like Will. Because I live at the house, they're my cats. Even though I had zero input in the purchase of the cat, my mom just said, I found kittens. I want to buy them. I said, okay. Can you help me with this?
But they're
well, I'm
on
not a
your
piece of crap. So yes.
They're on your dating profile. So
well,
take
because
them off.
They're part of my life lately.
It's gross. It's nasty.
It's not gross.
That's not going to get you to.
A couple people like them. And then sending around the kitten photos to all my friends back when they were still young and
bad.
Tiny.
Bad.
They loved them.
Bad.
I used to get tail for tail.
No, you don't. No. Let me see. Where is it?
It happened another time. Hold on, let me pull an Allison. I don't remember. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, golly, Ned.
Ask me another specific.
When was the last time you got laid?
There was the sun was in the sky.
Do you want to talk
or
about
maybe
your,
it wasn't?
You want to talk about your husband? The good old days.
The size. Our little post-orgasm size. We both go,
You need to take the cats off.
I'll take the cats off.
That's a bad thing. Why didn't you tell me that before? I would have given you a heads up about that.
Because your buddy Chris Carroll is right. You somehow think everyone can bang everyone.
Life you can.
Exactly. This is your big belief system.
You just have to be honest. One.
Uh-huh.
Very honest.
So I walk candid up to a really attractive woman.
Yeah, and tell her you want to slam dance or whatever real thing is happening.
You, me, pool table now, whore.
Well.
She'll go, yes, sir, Mr. Man, and just present.
You have to have a sense of humor. And
I'll say whore and then I'll wink.
And you have to give sincere compliments specific to that person. To why you want to bang them or
you
why you're attracted to them.
You make me want to not pull out. Oh, you.
That's not bad.
Wow. You're horrible. If you were a dating coach, 8 of your 10 students would go down for rape within 2 weeks.
Listen, I tell you what. I know this guy, and he really is that person. And he's like a young Will Chamberlain.
You always know these mythical people. And then you're like, look, I can get anyone. I'm not seeing you waltzing in here with Denzel right now.
I'm not attracted to Denzel.
Oh, we know that. How about Danny Bonaducci then? A heartthrob from your era.
My mom used to tease me about him. I would get so aggravated. One, it's before my time, and two, he's hideously unattractive.
David Cassidy?
I don't like him either.
Oh man, who does it for you?
I did have a crush on Dean Winters. I told you that before.
Dean Winters, okay.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, so why aren't you doing Dean Winters right now? He's probably on Twitter, right? Can't you seduce him?
Yeah, but I mean.
Do it. Prove your theories.
I have. Do you want me to show you photos of the people I've dated? I can. You never asked.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you later.
Like actual dating, not just Twitter dating?
No, for real.
Okay.
Yeah, they're handsome.
I might look sometime. Maybe over our meal at the conclusion of the show.
They're very attractive. They're very attractive.
My own history is a mix of things. The people I've dated are attractive.
Yeah.
People I slept with. You
see,
know.
But I don't do that. That's not my thing. Just
you're not a
around
guy.
No, that's true. I'm not a guy.
And apparently the girls of this generation are supposed to be that way. But again, from my experiences on Tinder, I'm telling you they're not. It isn't that easy. Tinder's supposed to be straight grinder. Yet you know how many profiles read not on here just to hook up. Well, get the hell off it.
But didn't somebody tell you that yourself? Or when you contacted someone?
You might as well be on that like that's your handsome ex.
That's one guy right there. He's good. He's handsome. And he's a dentist.
He looks like the guy who turns out to be the kid toucher in the neighborhood.
No, he doesn't. He's handsome.
He does.
No, he doesn't. He does not. Look at that smile. He's a handsome fellow.
He looks like Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin?
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
He looks like a gray Shooter McGavin.
No, he doesn't.
The listeners know who that is.
Who is Shooter McGavin?
He was Billy Madison's nemesis. Not Billy Madison's. Happy Gilmore.
No.
Happy Gilmore's. How dare I confuse those two movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Shooter McGavin and Joe Piscopo.
He's not Joe Piscopo.
He looks like Piscopo doing a Sinatra right now.
He does not.
Yeah, there's a little Piscopo there.
There isn't. I don't know what celebrity looks like.
He's not unattractive, but yeah. To be like, this is some nine I pulled, he's a guy, and he's wearing a suit. Women are dumb. That's my conclusion.
It isn't.
You could mash a turd into a suit, and they'd be like, ooh, George Clooney's just walked in.
That isn't true.
It's very true, and you know it.
No, but I mean, I do think, like we were talking before, like the website, like Hot or Not, where you just have, if you view that site where you're just, and it's like Tinder, where you can just,
yes.
You know, press yes, 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 no, no, no. And you just, you know, flashes of photos pass by. Like you're flipping
it's
a deck of cards.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But when you look at that with a guy, or even Tinder or whatever, like we've done that before, and you'll be like, troll, ugly,
yeah.
Zero, one, less than one. How
but
can
I'm
we
just
rate
flipping
it?
Through my own photos. Yes.
But then, you know, women tend to be more, you know, sympathetic, I guess. And they're like, well, he's got a lazy eye.
Maybe he's got a good government job.
Or something. You know, so he looks a little like Quasimodo. Maybe he's good at a bell tower. Maybe he'll help me get up from naps so I don't oversleep. I don't, you know what I mean? They're just very forgiving. So, but you're right. Yeah. I mean, just chicks tend to be. But I mean, that's just the way it goes. It's been that way since forever.
I don't even want to discuss the online stuff with you anymore, given what you've made me do.
What did I make you do? Nothing.
Sexting men through you.
Oh, that's what we're going to talk
about.
Have
we done this break yet or no?
No.
If we've done this segment already, I don't want to do it again.
Sexting men.
Sexting men through you. We really haven't done this one?
What? I thought you were going to...
How you make me sext men through you. How you turn me into a vessel for homosexual sexting, but because it's through your mouthpiece, it becomes heterosexual sexting. Have we done this one or no?
But that should roll over into the next one because that's it correlates. You see what I'm saying?
No, we're talking like Tinder and stuff, and we've got about 20 minutes, 15 minutes to kill.
Yeah.
I figure we can talk sexting through men and how sexting men through you and how creepy and bizarre it is. Have we really not done this one though? I'm being serious.
No, but that's because I couldn't do that. I had to follow up. So. Once the ball got started,
I thought I've had to do this for multiple men at this point with you. It's been a couple.
No.
More than one.
I don't think
do
so.
Do not shake your head at me. It's been more than one.
It was one.
No, there was one recently, July 4th.
Yeah.
But there were incidents before that. You made me sext men. I'll explain what happened. Multiple times. Allison is... as glued as I am to my phone, especially if you're any of my exes or have ever been on a date with you and you're female.
Yeah.
As opposed to the males who are cool with my behavior on dates.
Right.
The women are just like, can you put your damn phone down, dude?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm playing like Angry Birds Star Wars while texting another woman.
Right.
You're worse than me.
No.
Your phone is literally, you're like half woman, half phone, like a creature of Greek myth.
I don't even bring my phone in. I mean, because you and I
in
were like,
where?
We're siblings, so it's different. But around other people, I don't
in
even have.
In the pool, maybe. In the shower. Everywhere else I see it with you.
Because I'm with you. If I'm with you, then it's different.
Oh, it doesn't count. Exactly. It's like sleeping with an ex-husband.
Oh,
it's a tree falling in the woods at that point.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. So.
So you get on these weird sites.
Yeah. But this wasn't a weird site. This is actually somebody that I know.
Yeah. But.
Kind of.
What are your creepier sites that you get onto?
None.
Your
now.
Flirting sites.
None.
Well, not now. I used to crap in diapers and not now. I'm asking when. In the past.
I was on Meet Me for the show. But I wasn't on.
For the show?
Yeah. That's where I got all those listeners from.
Oh, that's right. It was Meet Me.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that for the show. Can you
I
pay
did.
Me $10 for
but
the
I'm
show?
But I'm not on there anymore because I kept getting kicked off. People thought I was fake. So it was exhausting.
Well, you would meet multiple guys off Meet Me.
I'd never met them. I never met anyone.
No.
Oh,
I mean just through the site.
Right.
Not physical
meet. Shooting the breeze. Right.
And at first it became, hey, John, this guy sent me something funny. What is a witty reply I could give him?
Right.
Which,
when it's something obscure, something that I don't know, or something already, like comics or whatever.
I feel bad for the guy already because he's getting duped straight up because he's like, this girl, she's like a dude, but look at her body. But she's so funny and witty. And
but I am
she's,
funny
but
and
she's
witty.
Cracking. But you had me there like Cyrano de Bergerac helping you out.
But with that person, I'm never going to meet that person or whatever.
Like, so you just wanted to be witty. What was your end game then? Because me, if I'm like laying some game on a girl, I either want to meet her or at least get naked photos out of her. What was your end game, like being all witty for these people?
Well, it's because you have to have a response. The way that it works, like you ask questions and then people give replies or whatever from that. And that's just all it was. I don't remember exactly.
Well, I feel like you eased me into this.
But those are like group things. It's not for one specific individual. You know, if I post a question, like I posted all those questions for the show, like, you know, kissing a girl first and on a first date or whatever.
That's true. You used to walk in here very prepped.
Yeah, but I
and
had
now
it.
Now you're just like, is the show over? Can we get dinner yet?
Because in that forum, I had, you know, 700 people I could ask all at once. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't really have that access because I kept getting kicked off. People thought I was.
Why don't you just
use
like an ugly photo then so people don't think you're.
But then people don't want to talk to me if I'm hideous. So it's kind of that, you know, like they don't want to talk to me if I'm hideous, but if I'm.
Why don't you take your normal picture, but then put a teardrop tattoo so you look really hard?
I know. But it was a good resource for the show because I could ask bulk questions from loads of people all at once. And that's the whole
after
idea.
After a while, then it stopped being questions and it was just like, how do I flirt with this man, John? So I'd have to think about what I would like.
But that was on the 4th of July for someone specific. It would be, and that's to go on our other show.
No, that was another thing.
Yeah.
This was well before the 4th of July.
I remember doing that.
You did it a lot. Trust me. I had to talk to a therapist about it.
I don't think so.
No.
If it has to do with sexting, like that's not my thing. Like to just talk dirty to people. So if I needed something.
It wasn't at the moment explicit sexting, but it was flirtation with men. Through you.
On the 4th of July, that was. And I definitely
I'm gonna
needed
to explain to God one day all of this.
On the 4th of July, I needed some sex.
Well, the ante was very upped on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And you had me as a captive audience. Allison and I drove to see my uncle perform.
Right.
Up in Hagerstown, Maryland, where there's apparently three chromosomes.
That's right. That field was smack dab into a special.
It was a 4th of July party.
A lot of group homes and special needs. I mean, it was just, it was unbelievable.
It really felt like anyone you saw in Deliverance had kids and they emptied out.
It's just unreal. Like you just see someone, and actually, you know, you see someone with like an ear on their temple and you're like, oh, not bad looking. Like,
and then you turned around and went, what's that?
You just become kind of jaded, you know?
Oh, it was great. I felt like Brad Pitt. It's the one time every year I feel
definitely
really
felt
pretty.
Beautiful, yeah.
I go out there and I'm like, oh my God, my breasts aren't that big. Woo!
Yeah, that's where I came up with the term busting a crock. Because when your rubber backless shoes are like, I give up, you know you got problems.
They just give like an old timing belt.
Yeah, so. Now
well. The way back from Hagerstown, 90 minutes from my front door.
Right.
My mom's front door.
Yeah.
Allison starts hitting me up. And it's like midnight. The road's dark. We're going through the mountains.
Right.
And how did you ease me into this? Or was it just no Vaseline? Right.
I think it was just I was.
You were sexting. Do we get to say who it was?
No, don't.
Okay. You were sexting a man who might exist in your life under a hidden with a hidden profile, so he didn't know that he was sexting you. He thought he was sexting a stranger.
Yeah. He was, because he was sexting you.
Yeah, exactly. There was using the naked photos of a girl off Reddit's Gone Wild. Yeah. But immediately, you're putting the phone in my face.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do I answer this?
Yeah.
And it would be like him saying the most vulgar stuff. Like,
is not actually even very good.
Well, he's not articulate, but I could see what he was going for.
Yeah. So you needed to.
Conveying his state of arousal. What would you do to him? And you're literally there typing. And I would just be like, say you're going to do this to him. And you'd get a reply. You'd be like, all right, what next? He's doing this now. What are you going to do to him after he's doing this, John? I'm just like,
But I didn't say that. What I said was, what do you like when women type to you? So when you put it that way, then it's not so bad because it's something that some other chick already said to you.
Like a baby's first lesbian sleepover. Let's kiss each other like I'm the boy. What would you like your boyfriend to do? As I make the fingering motion.
No, but yeah. So, I mean, you're just using someone else's words. You're just giving them to me, what someone else gave to you.
Penning gay erotica on the back roads
but
of
Fermont,
Maryland.
But it's not gay because you are a woman.
Oh, that's, sorry. Yeah. So I'll strut into a gay bar. Like, hello, gents.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing gay.
Jack Black here.
It flows in town, so the front door's a little backed up.
Do you have anything for cramps?
But walk around the back of the establishment, and we're good to go.
This is nasty.
This is my breathy.
But
sexy
you were pretty
voice.
Good at it. See, if I type it
myself,
was
he like, "That's the best I've ever had"?
No, I don't think so. But
I went through 8 socks.
But I couldn't do it as myself. If I talk like myself, I need to talk like someone else. You see what I'm saying?
You don't act like you don't know what goes where in sex. You can talk like yourself.
No, but I don't talk sexting. That's not my speak. I don't do that. Like, that's not my forte.
I don't think you write that much, actually. I think you have a problem. Are you, like, functionally illiterate? You can't write things. Like, I've asked you to write things out for the show before,
yeah.
And your reply is to just copy and paste things to me. I'm like, that's not writing. I needed you to coalesce these things. You're like, but I pasted everything.
I mean, writing in a...
Did you just turn in reports that were like a Xerox encyclopedia? And you're like, it's all right there.
It's in there.
Who's being lazy now? Really?
No, I mean, as far as my writing style, it's like one run-on sentence. That's my writing style. But, I mean, I'm good with words, and
You are allowed.
Yeah.
But so we're, like, illiterate bards.
No, but I can write well. I mean, some people think I am a writer when I write. And they'll think, do you write?
I don't see you write, though. Like, I think you just voiced a text, and you don't know how to correct the text.
I do. But as far as writing
like
format,
to you, Siri's 10 out of 10. You're like, she's never botched it yet.
No, I can. And I can use my words. But for sexting, like if it's a dude, then he just wants gross, nasty stuff. That's not how
sexting.
That's not how I talk. So.
But that's sex, too. Like, how is sex not gross, but sexting is? Like, do you get a guy naked? You're like, wait, that goes where?
I don't narrate sex.
In your Urkel voice?
Who narrates sex? Who wants to hear that?
As a rookie, I used to talk a lot in bed.
No, I mean,
the only words I say in bed now are very, very ugly words. If I called a woman those words outside of a bedroom, yeah, she'd kick me in the testicles.
Wow.
They seem to fly in the heat of the moment, though.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's not
just
really a turn-on for me.
Grunting and horrible names.
Why?
I like to make it very visceral. the most polite thing you're going to hear out of me. No, I don't even say turn over. I'll just do it for you. Because why get with a woman so large you can't turn her?
Oh, my.
If you have to give instructions, if she's heavy enough where you have to give instructions for what she's supposed to do.
Oh, my.
Don't sleep with her. If you're like, look, if you could lift that cankle up a bit.
Oh.
That redwood of a thigh, if you could put it over there.
Well, some people are very flexible. Yeah, so.
Mental images. I don't like.
Who wants narration? Do you want your chick narrating to you?
It's horrible. It's the least sexy thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Hart does a bit about that when he says something and he talks sexy and then he says, I'm going to do this or I want to do that. And then she's like, well, what are you going to do that?
Do it. Sound decisive.
Well,
just
then he
take
says,
it.
Then the woman will say, well, what do you want to do now? Or why do you want to do that?
In the bedroom, what would Don Draper do? WWDDD.
And he says, I didn't have a reply for that. Just leave it go where it was. Like, that's enough. Like, I just want to throw my comments out there and I don't want your feedback, you know?
I hate it when, like, they're working their way slowly down your chest with the kisses and that's supposed to feel hot. And you're just like, I'm a fat slob. Just ignore my gut, please. That's a whole painful area. And then it's like, does this feel good? I guess. You know, it'd feel better that there. Mouth down all the way.
Would you like me to do, you know,
I don't know if we can use the word on these clean
Here's
shows.
Here's the hot zone.
Would you like me to, job?
Yeah.
No, no, I wouldn't. I had to delete, I need to delete some apps from my phone so I can download the latest Angry Birds. Sorry, no, maybe we could do it later. Yeah, do that.
Wow. That's
Jesus awesome. Christ, was that a fake laugh or a stalling engine?
Who wants to hear a lot of chitter chatter?
I hate exactly. Just do it.
Okay, so why do I want to type about it?
I don't know. I don't like the feeling of cancer, but I like to know a doctor's written about it if I ever get it.
Yeah, but just because I can't zext or whatever. I mean, not that I couldn't, but then my own words would be in play. It would be myself. You see what I'm saying? It would come out. I have a certain way of writing and talking, and I have my own words, and I make up
words. So does everyone else.
Yeah, but if I use them, that's specific to me. And then the
Stop
veil
acting
would
like
be
you
lifted.
Made up a language like the Wu-Tang Clan, calling guns biscuits. You didn't. You used the English language.
Yeah, but there's certain things that I say, you know? So I can't do it as myself. Yeah, what do you got there?
Pulling out a record.
Yeah.
That's going to be episode 2's crux.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Oh, wow. I'm
going to take you on a journey, just like the listeners, girl.
Oh, my.
Let's punch out of this one. I think we're 52 minutes.
That's fine, I guess.
That's great. Are you kidding me? 52 minutes of ear candy. That's what this was.
I don't know about that.
Let's get this outro going. Dun, dun, dun.
So, ladies, if you need someone to do your sexting for you,
yeah,
we have John.
But
Papadopoulos.
Only sexting dudes, apparently. Lesbians, ooh, I can't help you there. Have to be talking about Rod in my face. Allison, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome, darling.
So all the guys can sext you.
Yeah.
They can find you on Twitter at ALLIS0N, Frank.
Correct.
And then they'll DM you sexually.
Oh, my.
And the surprise is they'll be talking to me the whole time.
What's wrong with that? You act like I never speak for myself, which I always do. But there's a couple times, you know, your input is valued.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm touched.
Hello.
Me, John Papa Giorgio, is at Papa's Basement on Twitter. That's the best way to get a hold of me. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show website. If you enjoyed the show, go there. We put up a new one every Monday, every Thursday. All of our contact info there. Most importantly, an iTunes link at the top of the site. Click that. Subscribe to us. You really do need to subscribe and rate us well. Because... Mm-hmm. We're never going to catch up to the Corolla podcast at this rate.
Oh, my.
Just putting that out there. We were just so neck and neck for a while, but lately really falling behind.
Oh, my.
No, I'm not letting you out on the 18th oh, my, of the last 10 minutes.
Yes, let me out. It's good.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.